Good morning. This is Storyteller, the Lake Chelan Historical Society. The settlement of Winesap was a late settlement established by the coming of the railroad in 1914. It was primarily a railroad siding for the loading of fruit from nearby orchards. Winesap was located about 1 mile south of Navarre Coulee on the Columbia River. At one time, about 50 people lived in the area. After the coming of the railroad, there were three post offices serving the area: Winesap, Bear Mountain, and Lakeside. The Winesap post office delivered mail to most of Navarre Coulee. Oklahoma Gulch was located 1 mile south of Navarre Coulee on the Columbia River. The area at the top of Winesap Canyon was called New Oklahoma and was the location of sawmills. The New Oklahoma School, located near the Gordon Mill, was started in 1917 for the children of the families that worked in the area of sawmills. When Rocky Reach Dam was built, what remained of the buildings at the Winesap siding were removed. For years after, a sign on a steel post with the name Winesap stood to mark the site. The Winesap School was located at the base of Oklahoma Gulch. The students were primarily those who lived in the southern end of Navarre Coulee, Oklahoma Gulch, and nearby along the river. By 1894, most of the land along the shore of Lake Chelan had been taken by homesteads. John Stevenson, Howard Watson, Andrew Barron, and Bernard Devon took land on both sides of First Creek. John Stevenson and his wife Elizabeth were the first to settle in the First Creek area as squatters in 1888. Those who established the residency had the first chance to file for homestead when the land was surveyed. Nothing was official at this point, and these settlers were very protective of their posted boundaries. The Stevenson farm consisted of an orchard of apples, prunes, pears, and small fruits. The water from the First Creek flowed into a pond and watered a lawn of grass and clover around his log cabin home, as well as being diverted to irrigate his orchard and garden. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.